Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Woo! And we are back.
I know. That's been the theme thing tonight. We're back. We're back.
We're back.
And look, we've got a bunch of people already back with us in the audience.
Fantastic.
Shall we just tackle? If you do start listening to this on one of the pages, you want to get in the chat. It is BBS Radio TV on Facebook that we are chatting in that link. I believe all the links I posted will get you to that link. It looks like everybody's coming in and flooding in now. They're seeing our pretty little faces. They're going, who are those ladies? We haven't seen them in so long. So here we are.
Have we changed?
Oh, I know I've changed. Yeah. See, my hair is a little different. Okay, so it's not new shirt. I have a new shirt.
There we go.
What do you think?
Me, very pretty.
It goes good with my supernova necklace.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
Thank you. Yeah. So how have you been, Julia?
It's kind of interesting. Yeah, trying to get back. You know, how much did we travel in 2019? And we did all these things, bam, 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 back to back, and just constantly. And then, and I know you and I were taking some trips through the last year, but they were spaced out, and they were, that was a whole different pace that we did on those. So
yeah, those were relaxing.
Right. I was going to say, I don't know if those count as far as like where I'm going with this, but here we did this one event. I'm telling you. We were wiped out, just wiped out.
Yeah. I have to, you know, I'd be curious, and maybe somebody that's listening would want to post it for us. I have been wondering if we've had solar flares. The solar flares knock me out. I'm wondering, because, you know, I know that all the traveling can wipe you out too, but,
Well, how about we Google that real quick?
Yeah. Somebody should Google it. Not you, Julia.
Oh, yeah. No, why don't we just Google it? That's what I'm going to do.
Find that out
that's what I do when I'm like, I Google. I don't have the SC. I could ask the SC, but, you know, Google it.
So as you know, after the Daytona trip, the reunion, I went to the Conscious Life Expo.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was starting to tell you, I got on the airplane. I'm like, man, I'm sure tired. And I slept good because I was still trying to catch up from everything else. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I'm so tired. We got on the plane, they got it loaded, and I'm out.
Yeah.
But this is the weird experience that I had with it. I felt like I slept a very long time. And pretty soon I could feel the movement. So I opened my eyes. We are just backing away from the gate. And I thought,
I have done that before.
And I grab my phone and I'm going, did we get delayed? And I'm looking. Or did I just sleep through the whole thing and we just landed? And, you know, I'm at a gate and my mind is not comprehending it because I felt like I had been asleep for a very long time. And I'm realizing that I'd only been on the plane for about 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. I did that once where I was like, I think the plane, it was delayed and it was taxiing or it was just doing its little thing. It hadn't taken off yet. And I fell asleep and then I woke up and I was so certain that we were flying and we were still just.
Yes. And then that happened. Yeah, so I knocked right back out. You know, I'm just like, we're not even left yet. I'm back out. So then, of course, they taxi or whatever and get to the point where we actually do get to take off. And finally, it's like you feel that lift. And I'm like, are we just now taking off? And I grab my phone again.
Yeah, and it seems like an hour later.
Yeah, it's like, I swear we're getting delayed. What's happening? Do I need to let my kids know not to pick me up yet? And anyway, it was a wild experience, but that's the level of sleepiness I get when there's solar flares. And so that's why I'm wondering, because, you know.
Is anybody looking it up for us? This is something we need to know.
The flares have been happening particularly this week. Bye, Judy. Okay.
Okay.
That's a good clarification because, you know, it's like as you can tell, my throat's a little bit rough too. Even going through any kind of sinus congestion or anything, that doesn't knock me out like that. That was a narcoleptic out.
Okay, so out. Was there anything? Okay, so Judy sent that in.
Yeah.
Okay, Judy, was there anything going on? See, our show, the show that Kai and I do this in the morning, it got wiped out this morning. It got completely blown out.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, and it was like, that'd be interesting if maybe something like that
was affected. It wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, we were just completely knocked off the air.
Wow. So Liz is saying yes to the solar flares as well. So yeah, we've got some solar flare things going on. Let's say hi to these lovely.
Yeah.
We've got Tracy and Judith and Amy and Judy and Carol. And then there's some comments. Oh, Monique and Alyssa are all in, did I say Amy? Are all in the chat room chatting it up. If you guys would like to join them and you are not watching this on YouTube, if you are watching this on YouTube, this is not live.
So, you can still phone, you know, join us.
You can join in and comment on here, but it's not going to be live. But we do check those comments as well. So definitely participate. The way to participate live is Friday nights. We go live on BBS Radio TV on Facebook. So go there. And if that's what you're listening to, do it now.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you.
All right.
You. We got you. Yeah. Yes. So what else do you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, that kind of summed up that today. Otherwise, I was going to say, is there something interesting going on with energies and everything? Because I'm like, there's something. Well, this was what's so funny is we're talking about moving into 5D. And then and it was like, and then this thing starts going so squirrely. It's like, okay, there's got to be some correlation with the subject matter and this happening. There's got to be something, you know, frequencies, something, but you know, solar flares, that works too.
Yeah, there's, well, and the information that's coming in is that there is an energy shift, a lot of polarities going on. Mm. And since we are mostly fluid beings, right, we're feeling that. And you know what, even Miss Tamara told us that the moon was going to go out of bounds and do its thing like that. Wow. And I was wondering if even that could be contributing.
You know, I can't see how some, you know, how am I trying to say this? It would be hard for me to believe that something would go out of bounds and it wouldn't be affecting something. It wouldn't be doing something. You know, it's like, yeah.
And there was,
planets have their orbits. They have their places.
Yeah. I think we had a full moon during the reunion, didn't we? Or it was just like the day before or something.
We did, because that was,
I got some really cool pictures.
Yes. That was really cool.
Yeah. That was fun. That moon reflected in the water beautifully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, I almost called you last night, but it was too early, but you know, I could have called you and you could have looked for it. Now that's my setup.
Where's
here.
This going?
But, and it actually, it may be a little late now, maybe not. This is like 20 minutes later than when I saw this last night. So it may be a little late. I don't know. But I was coming back from town and I saw this, you know, sometimes you just see a bright star out there, something like that. Well, on the horizon. Well, this time it was like a cluster of stars and they were forming a circle.
Oh
yeah, and that's why I'm like, huh? And that was and it's a good size, because it's like it looked like three stars, and then when you looked at it, it's like had an outline, it's like a circle, like an orb or something. And I thought, well, that's really interesting. And it just sat there on the horizon, and so I'm watching it. It's not moving, it's just there. So I'm trying to like, Tracy, oh, but it's still light there. It's too light. You're not going to see it, you know? And so I tried to call my brother and he didn't answer. And I called Jenny and I'm like, Jenny, can you go out and look in the sky? See if you see this. What is this? You know? And where she was, she's kind of in a valley. So it cut off. She didn't have that same horizon view that I had. But it was really funny. This is a funny story. It really does go someplace. But while I'm sitting there, I mean, I'm on my dirt road. I live on a dirt road, as you know.
Yes.
I pulled over when I was talking to Jenny so I could just look at it and watch it and everything and describe it and stuff like that. Well, then these people pull up.
And did you take a picture of it?
You know, it's funny how it never occurs to you to do things like that.
Oh, it occurs to me.
It would occur to you because you're a picture taker. It did not occur to me. I mean, because especially when you hear the rest of this, the person pulls up next to me and you know how people on country roads, they check on each other. If there's somebody.
You okay, lady? What's up?
Exactly. That's exactly what he said. So anyway, so I'm like, hey, can you, it was a man and a woman and everything in the car. And I'm like, look at that over there. I know this is going to sound strange, but can you look at that? And let me see. And I have Jenny on the phone still. Okay.
So of course you do. Yeah.
Anyway. And they're like, and I started to say, this goes down strange. They said, oh no, we're star people. We get it. And I'm like, and that occurred to me later what they said. We're star people.
We're star people.
Anyway. So they're looking at it. And they didn't
They're
see
like, the oh ship. Shit, honey, they could see the ship.
Now, when I asked him to describe it, because my distance vision can do some funny things sometimes, he only saw one star where I saw more than one. I mean, and it was making an object, you know. And anyway, so he goes, oh, you know what I think that is? I think that's the International Space Station. And I'm like, what? And I didn't even know you could see it. But anyway, I've looked more on that. No, that wasn't it. And then he said, maybe it's this star, but I think it's more like this star over here. Well, I looked it up today. Those are fast moving things. So it's not going to just sit there. These were sitting right there. They were just stationary. I did look it up. I Googled. Cluster of stars in the southwest sky, just above the horizon.
Okay.
And it showed a picture that there's this thing. Exactly. Jupiter is sitting right next to the moon.
Oh.
And the moon, now this was on the 2nd, and the moon was just a sliver crescent, where now it's more than that, but it was big, but it wasn't completely dark yet. And it was light enough where it probably took some of that light where you didn't have all of that light. And so you had, that's what was making that circle was the moon. And then you had Jupiter sitting there, and I don't know, it was saying that there were several things, but it only showed Jupiter and the moon. That was fun.
Here's what next time, if there is a next time,
pull out the camera,
take a picture. But when the star people pull up next to you, take a picture with them too.
Yeah.
See if they're shape-shifting into humans.
Well, it was really funny because, there's a lot of people live out here, but not that many, you know, and I've never seen them before. And they were like, well, we're up here. I said something about the star, but we're up here. We have wonderful views of the stars. I'm like, yeah. I live up here too, you know. I mean, they're trying to tell me about how you could see stars so well up here. I'm like, why do you think I'm on this road? Like, yes, we have lots of stars and stuff, but I've never seen them. It was really funny. Then they pulled off, and I left not too long behind them, and for a while they disappeared. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm still talking to Jenny at this time. I'm like, Jenny, they're not here. They are gone, you know. And I'm like, but I know that they're here. They have to be here. They were just driving very fast. But anybody that knows me on that dirt road, I drive fast. You don't usually find people that drive faster than me. And this was a smaller car, you know. I don't expect
on the potholes in the dirt road.
I know anybody new here is why? What is going on? What are they talking about? But this is life in the country. You know, hey, it's what this is about. See, for some reason, this keeps coming in. And it's like, why is this important? Why is it important? I don't know if there's anything with those people. I did see them later. And they do live up here someplace. They live beyond me. You know, so they're back here somewhere.
Yeah, star people that live beyond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, but what is so important about this story? Why does it matter?
Because one of the messages I've received is that we're going to start seeing the ships.
Oh, okay.
And the more that we all understand that, we're going to start understanding that some of the stuff we're looking at is ships.
Mm.
So,
yeah, I agree. What I kept saying, because it's important to look up, to keep looking up.
Yeah. We're supposed to see a mothership, by the way. A mothership.
Wouldn't that have been cool if that could have Who
and,
knows?
And you know, it's going to be something that people can take a picture of. Multiple people will see it around the world.
Yeah. So
and
then
they won't be able to brush it under the carpet.
It's like
they
can't deny it.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's supposed to be this big event where there's going to be a mothership that's so big that multiple people will see it. But also it has to come at a point where there's enough disclosure that people will not be afraid of it either. Like they know they're going to see it. And this isn't going to be some reverse engineered government thing, because there's no way they're going to be able to make something so massive. So,
yeah, because those motherships are huge. They are massive.
Yeah. They must be a planet.
Yeah. Do you remember Close Encounters?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that ship when it came over him?
That one?
I remember having a dream. Have you guessed yet that we do not have a topic?
This is a great topic.
But this is where you guys are having, you're here with us on our phone calls.
Yes.
Our Zoom calls.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. And we just, this is what we do. And then what happened? You know, really, what happened to you this week? Oh my gosh.
Okay. Linda says that your people, the star people, just hovered over the potholes, and that's why it didn't have to slow them down. There it is.
You're right. Oh my gosh. So silly of me to think that they would traverse the regular road.
Right. Not necessary, people. Hover over it. Get over your potholes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too good.
Anyway, so, and I don't know, there's some reason, like you're saying, maybe it's part of this of being open and ready for, you know, and it's nothing to be afraid of by any means. This is where we are meeting our family. These are our brothers. So it's, and many of them are us. They are us.
Oh my gosh.
So it's just us feeding ourselves.
There are so many multidimensional things happening.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think with clients. And I'm talking QHHT clients and readings even. I do readings, as you can see all my cards here. But multidimensional things happening with people where they are meeting themselves.
Yes.
From other dimensions, aspects of themselves that broke off that show up again, and they're communicating with them, and then they're real. Then they get to find out that, oh, wait a minute, I'm talking to myself from this other aspect of me, and it gets out there so far. It's like it blows you up.
Mm-hmm.
So, very incredible stuff going on right now. If you guys never believed me before, believe me now. The energies are taking us out beyond. Mm-hmm. We've hit kind of, you know, like your mom said, there's so much that they can't tell us everything. Yeah. They got to spoon feed us, right? Yeah. So I think we've reached one of those plateaus where it's like, okay, for the bulk of us are kind of caught up now into this reality that she's introduced us to, and even maybe a little bit beyond that whole convoluted piece. And I really think that they're launching us into the next.
Yeah, I can see a lot of people going, okay, I guess this is it. Kind of like how mom was doing. I know it all. I know everything.
Yep, I know it all. All caught up.
You don't know nothing yet.
No. And that was a conversation I had today, is that it's like, we think we, even when, and I think she even said this, even when you think now that you have it all, you're just scratching the surface.
Yes.
And our minds have been really quantified from your mom's books, from our own experiences of going into these sessions and doing these things and being a practitioner, taking people through these things, yes. and thinking, wow, I hadn't even considered that was an option, you know, and it's like, whoa. And then just knowing what's next, because my mind's been blown so many times. It's like, and we're still just scratching the surface. Okay. What's next?
So. Exactly. You know, and you have to think, I mean, we have to adapt. We can't, if you, like there was said, yeah, if we just put it all on you, well, one, we'd go crazy because we could not handle it. It's a matter of the minds developing and being able to handle the concepts and handle the constructs, all of the ideas and everything. So it does have to be done gradually. We've talked about this so many times before that there's things that we take as like, oh yeah, of course now, but 5-10 years ago and definitely 20-30 years ago, oh my gosh, my brain wanted to explode with one of the concepts, you know, the one of simultaneous time. I could not grasp it. It was like, it made my head hurt so bad. And then
now it's like nature. Yeah.
Second nature. I can even draw pictures about it.
Of course, there's multiple timelines with simultaneous time things going on. Mm-hmm. And one of the things at the lectures at the expo, we went to see Bashar. Mm-hmm. And somebody was asking the question, and you and I have covered this, but I just loved hearing it. You know, it's like we're all tapped into the same feed of information, right? Mm-hmm. So this gal goes up and she says, I've been forgetting a lot of things, or people will be talking about an experience that I don't remember. And he says, because it wasn't on your timeline. You bounced into another timeline. And they had the experience, but you didn't. So you're not remembering it. And a lot of you will experience that. And I hear it a lot of, well, I experience it, but... I know what it is. And so
we have a running joke at the office. We have a running joke at the office and with Tiffany too. And we'll say, was that a real one, real memory or a fake memory? You know?
Yes. And now I had a client this morning where she's remembering multiple versions of the same event. Okay. But she's like, which one was real? And I said, they're all real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all real.
Which one do you want?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, anyways, such crazy times, but that's how more expansive we're getting. And Men in Black had a, I can't remember, I think it was Men in Black 3 or something like that, where they had the guy that could look at all the timelines. Do you remember that
one?
And they would say, and he would be looking around at what's happening, and they're like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm trying to figure out which one, which timeline this is. Oh, this is one where we need to go. And it's like, oh my gosh, we are evolving to that.
Well, you know, a few years ago, it's been a few years, maybe several. I remember they were telling me that we were going to start seeing several lives. This is the way I understood it. It was like we could see more than one life. We'd be at where we could see, because like when you're in a session, you're aware of your body now, and then you're aware of that life. So there's two.
Yeah.
I was being told that we're being prepared to be able to do this with like eight. It's like that was without being confused, we could have eight. Now, when you think of, so I was thinking of it as lives. Now, lives are other dimensions. So it's like now that makes even more sense now if we say it this way, of we can be aware of, this is where we're going. We can be aware of eight dimensions at once. And it'd be like that.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. So much of this is, this is where I say we all pull from the same information, because you basically summed up my day with things that we were looking at today. And I had a client ask me, where does, as she's trying to, she was the one that was saying, I can see two timelines and they're both very similar. And so of course, and this was a channel. And so we go into the channel and Daniel's saying, well, you're looking at these in the third dimension. You can see both of these timelines. Now bring it up to the fifth dimension. How many timelines, what's happening in those timelines? And she would get something different and kept bringing her up. And he said, now Now you're matched to where you're at, where you're able to see these multiple dimensions. Where is that feed of information coming from? And before he stopped her, she got to the ninth dimension. And she was able to see all of these tiers of dimensions and how it changed the way she would feel every time. So third dimension, really emotional, really confusing, really heavier, denser energies, raised it up to fifth dimension, fourth and fifth dimension. She's seeing it a little more differently, like, oh, okay, so now it's, this is being presented, that's being presented, this is
probably, a little more objectively.
A little bit more objectively. Then it became, by the time she was done, she was like, well, they're just throwing options out there and they're curiously observing. We're curiously observing to see which ones we're going to pick up. You know, and it became,
like, what's the big deal?
It became so neutralized. And it was interesting to watch her go through those layers of dimensions and rise up out of the emotional soup of it. And then have such an objective look at it and be like, oh, well, and then she goes, well, that's kind of boring.
Said, that's so, why we're here.
That's why we're here, to do it this way, so that it's not as boring. It's emotional. We wanted
that emotional part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise it is. It's kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fun. It was fun.
We get a thrill out of it. We get a high. Hello. Okay.
We get the roller coaster. We're doing it all, and it's fun. Mm-hmm. Well, we think it's fun.
And we're here with it. Why do I have?
Yeah, what part of this is fun? Oh, and as we're saying fun, Monica posts in the chat room and says hello. But wouldn't it be fun, Monica? Then hello, and we got a beautiful group of people. Linda was saying, Linda from Australia is saying that we had a mothership come down to the coast. I'm going to say the coast name wrong, so I'm just not going to. About 5 years ago, they had a mothership come down, and the friend up the coast saw it. So multiple people saw it, is what she's saying. But yeah, we're going to get more and more of that. So, you know, I think the ones that aren't ready to see it, I don't think they're going to be able to see it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
well, that's how it is with all of them. If you're ready, you will see it. If you're not, there will be nothing there. I mean, it's not for you if you don't see it.
Yeah. And I think there's a large number of people that are getting ready, I believe, to start seeing more, to get more of that physical interaction, not just the, oh, I went into meditation and I could talk to the Arcturians or the Palladians or whatever.
Yeah.
They're going to have more of a physical experience, or remember being taken on the ships and without going through regression. Like you were saying, we're going to start remembering these other dimensions.
Yeah.
And our experiences on them. Monica says she's sending us love in all the dimensions.
Well, thank you.
We're getting a lot of lovelies joining us. That's so wonderful. Cool. Anyway, so yeah, lots of really cool things. Maybe the solar flares are that sign of us moving into those other frequencies and giving us an open window to have experiences with that. But if I wasn't already flying, I would have thought that I probably was taken on a ship because I was out. I don't think I've ever slept that hard on an airplane ever. What is happening to I can't stay awake.
Get out of here.
So yeah, wherever they were taking me, they were, you know, it was a deep I'm out. And so that was it was an experience to have. And definitely like those deep sleeps, the curl up in your bed with a nice soft blinky sleep.
So
anyway, all right, what else we got? This is where it gets quiet, folks.
Anybody well, you're talking about the sun and the flares. And I mean, you're talking about the flares, the solar flares.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting this message to ask you what you've been getting. Actually, everybody, have you been getting information about the sun? Or have you had information about the sun? But there's something right now that, so is anybody... You know, it'd be interesting to probe this a little bit, because think there might be something that we're, it, I don't know.
They're collectively telling me to ask. Having an epiphany.
Okay. Yeah, they want me to ask. So, yeah.
Okay. Then I'm gonna flip that question back on you because I know that they'll bring something in through you.
Yeah. Okay.
Through the question itself. So for the last several years now, I've been told the sun is a portal and that other dimensional beings move through the sun portals.
Okay.
And they kind of show it to me like a honeycomb, kind of a look to it after you get past the illusion of the flaming sun. Right. So the question is there something going on with the sun right now? Interesting. I'm feeling like that vortex energy that you would get if you're sitting in Sedona or something where the energy
that way I just went.
I'm thinking it and she's doing it. What does that tell you? But it's almost like this vacuum container of energy. And it's got this energy that's moving. I wouldn't even know how to draw that out. It's kind of like that snafu game, you know, when you're moving the little, maybe not, I don't know, the look on your face is like snafu what? So, okay. Let's see. Judy says lots of photos of the sun popping out and the shape and colors are different. Oh, hey, when we were in Daytona, I took a picture of the sun and at sunrise and it looked like an eyeball.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, there is definitely a draw to all of that. The sun was outrageous today when it was setting. A big orange fiery ball, those light waves so bright, not even my sunshades was able to block the light.
Oh.
In Atlanta, Georgia.
Nice. Well, we know about the sun in Atlanta. Remember that? That was an interesting, when we were Atlanta. There, that was in 19. And it was just like a red ball.
Red ball. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what it is about you at Atlanta, but
there's stories to be told.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I think we jumped timelines there somehow. Did some warpy little whatever it was.
Something.
So we did something there. Okay. I'm waiting for more people to send through their thoughts. Impatiently waiting.
Yeah. I mean, I just keep getting that it's not what it appears to be, which is what you were saying by the illusion of the flaming ball. Yeah, it's not that. I mean, that is completely, it's almost like a thing. It does that to, I don't know if it's almost like a protective thing to keep people away from it.
You know? I would say it probably is because it takes you to,
it's a portal. It's
my understanding that each of these honeycombs will take you to a different universe.
So if it does that, then they definitely don't want humans or people, you know, anybody that doesn't understand it yet to get around it.
Yeah.
If that's the case. Now, I know when mom was doing work toward the end, she was getting information about the sun, but I don't remember it being anything about a portal. It seemed like it was more like it was a ship or something like that. And there were beings on there and it was just it's not hot like it.
Yeah, I got that information too, that's not hot. And I don't know where I heard this, so everyone just take discernment, a grain of salt, all the goodies, is that that what we think is the sun that's keeping our planet warm is not actually what is heating our planet. Like there's a secondary, I don't know, device that was created that is the illusion of the sun bringing heat to us, but I don't know, and I'm butchering that like crazy. So we're just all kinds of conspiracy here tonight.
Well, I don't know that it's conspiracy. It's more just curiosity, you know, and being open to other possibilities. I mean, if you're getting other information, let's you know, we can explore that. And like, and I'm getting that, you know, ask what else is anybody getting. I mean, what are you getting on the sun in your set? Any practitioners here in your sessions? Are you? Yeah. Is anything coming out like that? There's some reason they wanted me to ask.
Yeah. Okay. So
maybe if it's not that it has, then maybe it's going to come up. So maybe that is why it's putting it out there.
What are you guys getting right now?
Yeah.
So Amy's saying that she's had vivid dreams too. And that, to me, that's another solar flare kind of, there is an energy booster. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I was being shown with that, and I wasn't contributing it to the solar flares at the time. I was looking at this energy boost that I'm being told was coming in, and how is that, you know, as the conduits of this energy, bringing it in, we come into these human bodies, we're bringing in the codes, we're bringing in the light, we're bringing it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's part of being the volunteers to bring this energy in. And they were showing me these bursts of energy coming in. And just like we were talking about those layers and dimensions, we are filtration systems for this energy so that it comes in at the right amount. And each one of our dimensional beings that we are is helping to move that energy through and bring it in at the right amount, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it's like, see, these are things that, you know, if your mom would have started something there, we all would have been going, what are you talking about? Dimensional beings and what in the...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But eventually, I mean, she's the one that opened the door that we are these dimensional beings. And now it's like, what is the purpose of that?
Exactly.
And here we are being shown just a tiny speck of what that could be, that we're... the way we're working with this planet and the Earth itself being so many dimensions.
I love that you said that, this tiny speck, because that's what they were saying when you were starting to talk. They were saying, you're just scratching the surface. Remember, you're just scratching the surface.
Right. So. Yeah. And then to be connected to the thing that we all are, this the amazing light that we are, the soul collective that we are, you know, and there's days that I sit here and think, okay, if everything is me, like the earth and all the people and plants and everything, the food we eat, the water we drink, the air I'm breathing, if it's all the same, if it's all me, and then it's like, that gets too out there for me, you know? And then not only that, but then we have all of these dimensional versions of that going on too, all these other timelines, not just timelines for this.
It can get totally.
Yeah. Yeah, it just keeps getting so freaking expansive. And it's like, okay, so there's multiple dimensions and versions of each and every human that's here. Mm-hmm. And each and every human that's here is an aspect of the same soul or whatever. And so how many...
Well, that's what they always keep. They'll kind of keep going. It's like, bigger you get, you more you realize it's all one. And it just comes back to
it.
One.
Does. It's like, it overwhelms your mind and then it just simplifies like crazy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh.
Yeah.
But does that play into, you know, you and I sitting here talking? It's like, ooh, Julia is a version of me. I'm a version of her. And, you know, and then the people that trigger you and move you into your healing and all of that. And it's like, oh, that person's a version of me. I don't want to wish them ill will. I want that person to heal too, because that's another version of me. Exactly. And isn't the end game goal that all the versions of self return home?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to drop the mic. And all right. Let's see. Okay. Let's see what we have in here. Okay. Oh, okay. Judy's saying that she had a channel with me where Daniel was saying the sun is not hot. See, I don't remember any of that, but thank you, Judy.
Daniel said the sun is not what?
It's not hot.
Not hot. Okay.
And the entire life is a lie. That's what David's saying. Life is a lie. Yes, it is. Okay.
So how do you feel when you say that? I mean, because that's kind of what it comes up. It's like everything you've ever known is not real.
It's not real. Yeah, it's not real.
But it got you here. And see, that's where we have to look at it. It had a purpose. It got you here. It brought us to this point to where we can now handle that it's not what we were taught. And we can grow beyond that. And probably what we're able to handle now, we will see at a later point that wasn't it either.
But it was like, but it got us in this direction.
Exactly. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, nothing's real.
Everything's an illusion.
Everything's an illusion. Oh, and then how do we create from that? You know, it's like, life is a game. It's all an illusion. Yeah. Da 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 da.
See, you just. I love how we're always, you know, because I was just thinking, because this has been coming to me a lot. The stuff I'm studying, everything I'm studying about manifesting, and you're like, and then how do we create with all this? Okay. And the thing that was said in there is the biggest illusion is that we think that we have to do something in order to manifest. I said, that is completely not true. Mm-hmm. What you do to manifest is you just be. And it hit me one day was, what is it that mom said the waves were here? What was their thing? They were here to just be. And they're always, especially the second wave, they're always wanting to know, what am I supposed to be doing? And they're like, you don't do anything, you just be. And it's like, oh my gosh. That's all we see. It all came together. Now, I don't know if it was as profound for you as it was for me at the moment that hit, but it was like, mom was telling us this message for how long?
Yeah. And we're all like, hold on, we're going to take a few more years to wrap that one up.
But it's just about you being what it is that you want. So it's like, you're just, it's like when we kept saying, like, what would it be like if? Well, see, that then you're projecting yourself into a situation where that has already occurred. And then that's, you are changing who you are, because you are becoming now the person that you would be if this happened. See how everything's about being.
Being.
You're not doing anything. You're just imagining how you would be. So you are just being.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And to remember that you're not manifesting in that 10 minutes you sat in front of your vision board going, I'm going to create that. You are manifesting. You are being in that energy. But that's not it. Then you get up and walk away and the other 24 and a half hours of your day are also manifesting and creating. Right. So this just being and be the version of you that you want to be.
Exactly. You have to continue being in that state of mind, of beingness. And that's what makes it happen. It's all about being. Revelation. Anybody else get up with that?
Well, let's see.
It was so huge for me.
So Amy is saying that she had to ask him to turn the energy down last night because it was too intense and she couldn't sleep.
Okay.
Okay. So quantum physics, everything is energy form by consciousness, observer theory. Oh yeah.
Very much observer theory. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, there's a really long one that, and it keeps bouncing around because other people are typing.
Put your yo-yo eyes in, your ping pong eyes.
Whoa, I'm trying to catch it. No. Okay, let's see. My son and I both tried to take pictures of it. What of it? Oh, of the sun maybe? Showed up, and it just showed up as a blob of light on our cameras, which was weird because my son is a photographer and takes pictures of the sun all the time. This is the first time it has not shown up on both of our cameras.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Whoa. That is
so weird. Both of the cameras got a blob.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's going to be in Atlanta again. I don't know how to say your name, sweetie. It's N-N-E-K-A. Mika?
Mika?
Mika? Okay. So... and that's from Mika. And okay, and then we've kind of read the rest of them, I think. Raised them over. So.
Pay attention. Right. Look out.
Look up. I keep wanting to go, to these.
Okay.
Okay. So let's find out what they want to tell us through. These are the starseed cards, I believe. You know, I got real smart and I put all my cards in this little shelf. Mm-hmm. Now I pull them out and I can't remember the name of the deck. And so I apologize, but I do believe that they are the Starseed deck. I don't know who they're by. And I don't have the box anywhere near me to tell you. Okay. So what is it you want us to know?
Look how readily accessible they are.
It's so fun. I can just be like, boom, I got a card. Okay, big picture thinking. Okay.
You can't get much bigger picture than what you were, I mean.
Yes. Ladies, energy, visionary, inspired ideas. Big picture.
Cool.
So there we go.
Yep.
That's part of it. Okay. Well, we've definitely been looking at the big picture. Okay. So now I'm going to be inspired to ask a really deep question here. The great serving, Mars energy, anger, conflicts, softening to love. Interesting. Okay. So we were just talking about the different dimensions, moving through, going through that third dimension where it's like conflicting and confusing and I want to know answers. And then we rose up into a higher dimension, and then it became, okay, well, these are options. I have options. And it was like, oh, they just threw a bunch of
which is that bigger thinking of, because you keep going up in dimensions, you're getting bigger and bigger thinking.
Yeah. So we're moving out of the denser energies into higher energies, which is creating that void or that neutral place. What do they call that? Zero pointing it. And when we get to zero pointing, I don't know if you've ever played with this or not. I played with this a little bit where I took myself into a zero point over something that, you know, makes me a little crazy in the head, right? And so you sit with it, I sat with it, I bring it to zero point, and it's like, could I find myself in a place of neutrality to a point where I could just experience love around this situation versus, you know, all the emotional impact of it?
Yeah.
And what I found myself doing is moving through space and becoming expansion and becoming awareness. And then I went, okay, now go beyond that. And because I was still aware of all of the situation and the things that were happening, but I was just more expansive about it, the new perspective.
Right.
So I brought myself up a little bit higher and went into darkness. Mm-hmm. And this happens all the time in sessions, right? It's all black. And we get excited now about black because we know so much more about it.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am in this dark space in this, and all of a sudden I'm feeling neutral. And I think about the situation that's creating the conflict. And all of a sudden I got that bigger picture of expansion of everyone's making choices, everyone's making decisions, and it's bringing them to something, and they're learning and we're growing and we're doing this. And all of a sudden it just became so neutral. And the only feeling I had for that moment was love. And I was like, is this what unconditional love is?
Mm.
It was such a really cool thing to just, it didn't matter what the outcome was, what was going to happen next, what was happening. It was just that moment. This is where it is.
Yeah.
And it was just a loving feeling for the experience. And it was pretty cool. So I invite everybody to do that.
Sounds like it.
Go to that dark place. Find your neutral.
Go to the black.
We got anything else here? Is anyone else getting bright blue flashes? A lot in my home, getting more frequent. I get little sparks.
Okay, but I miss. Where
is anyone getting bright blue flashes? A lot in my. She's getting a lot in her home. This
in her home. I'll do it. I'll get it in my periphery.
I'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah, and it's blue. Yeah, it's these flashes. Yeah.
Okay, Linda, what is that?
Yeah.
Okay, I've been getting them when I've been falling asleep, white and blue. Yeah, I get them like little sparks, like I think somebody, almost like somebody had a little pin light and just dab it out, and it'll be like what?
No. Yeah, it usually gets. Yeah, it's a lot of times it's over here, like just like what you did in a turn. It's like,
I was like, what was that?
Yeah.
Exactly. She's not giving us any answers. She's asking us.
Oh.
Okay.
Wait a minute. This is a group.
This is interactive. Yeah.
It's not just us. It's all of us teaching. Exploring.
Yeah. Okay. I'm loving that everyone's agreeing that they're seeing it. Now, who knows what that is?
Oh. Okay. Who? Okay. Somebody.
We're empowering you.
Ask. Yes. Ask.
Yes. What are the
blue? Ask. Just ask. They're just keep going. Ask.
I got to show you this card because we're talking about all the dimensions, and then you got love. Hedarian energy. I don't know what that is. Okay, so you got love, and then look at all the different dimensions of those.
Wow. Yes.
That's so cool. Now you posted something, rather you know it or not, you posted something on Facebook that was from the night at the museum where he's sitting on the bus with all of the characters.
Uh-huh.
And it says what my life started looking like when I discovered I had past lives, and he's sitting on the bus with all the characters from the museum. I was like, that's kind of what that made me think of. Mm-hmm. Here you are learning who you are. You know, you're exactly. becoming all yeah. of these things. You're
exactly, you're you know, and that's so true, because the more you learn about it, it's not like you really lean on all those other lives, but you are able to embrace them and see what they're contributing, how each of the lives are contributing to the others. And so that it is, it's like this, yeah. this is my team here, my tribe, you know? Exactly. All my beings. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I still haven't seen any answers to the blue sparks, okay. just that they're very bright.
Okay, yeah. Guys. Okay.
What do I think the blue sparks are? Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you. And then Julia, we'll see what you have to say, and then we'll wrap it up, because I think we're getting our, hey ladies, mm-hmm. run out of time. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think the blue sparks are, our eyes are being adjusted now to see through this veil that we have been mm-hmm. Told that we've had between us and spirit all this time. We are starting to peek through that veil, and we're getting glimpses of that in our physical reality. We already can do it with the mind. We're bringing it into the physical reality. The closer and closer we get to holding and sustaining the fifth dimension is showing us sparks of light from that dimension. What do you think it is?
No, that makes total sense. I can actually see that. I was think what I was getting was, it's like just trying to get our attention to look, you know, it's like, but that makes so much sense. It's kind of a both of them that yeah. it's peeking through. And of course it's going to appear like a spark. That makes yeah. total sense. So, wonderful. Yeah, right,
we're getting our 2 minute warning.
Yeah, so 2 minute warning. Tracy,
tell us about QHHT. How does somebody become a practitioner mm-hmm. so that they can tell yeah. these kind of amazing stories?
Wouldn't it be cool to hear these kind of stories every day? I mean, that's your yeah. job, is to be on the front row seat, is to experience things like this. You can go to QHHTofficial.com. or to DoloresCannon.com, and there'll be a link from there over to the QHHT site. And we have, there's a menu bar, but there's also sorts of things on the homepage, links to about our course, the level one online course. And this teaches you everything you need to know to be able to do QHHT and help somebody else to figure out who they are and to see these dimensions, to see all these wonders of information yeah. that they are ready for. And who they really are.
Yeah. Beautiful. So, all right. And yeah. what about SoulSpeak?
SoulSpeak, you can go to juliacannon.com and you can learn how to understand the messages of the body. If you have aches, pains, illnesses, anything, they're trying to tell you something. So this is will help you. I have a book, and then I have an online course also to help you understand what that means and also to be able to help other people.
Absolutely.
Okay, right. Tracy.
You can find me at QHHTofficial.com. Go to find a practitioner. I am in Portland, Oregon for QHHT. That is in person only. So come visit me in Portland. And then my website, TracyMahan.com. Can't get any easier than that.
Nope.
All right, you guys. They're kicking us off of here. So we're going to say goodbye. Love you all.
Bye. Bye.